Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
About curcumin in the news and its role in cancer prevention, depression and pain. And it's very exciting. So we've got an amazing researcher here. Dr. AJ Goel is here to help us out. Dr. Goel, welcome.
Lisa, good to be on the show.
It's great to have you. All right. So what is curcumin?
Well, curcumin, that's an important question, I think, because we need to understand the difference. So curcumin is actually the active principle, the active medicine in the spice turmeric. So I'm often asked, what is the difference between turmeric and curcumin? So turmeric is a healthy food. It is a spice which we use in cooking, while curcumin is an astounding natural medicine which is present in turmeric. And curcumin is only 2 to 5% of all turmeric root or powder. So, in other words, you will have to consume somewhere between 200 to 500 capsules of turmeric to get the equivalent amount of curcumin in one capsule.
Now, you've been doing very interesting research, Dr. Goel, and can you tell us a little bit about it regarding curcumin and its role in prevention for certain diseases?
Yes, absolutely. So my primary area of research is I work on disease prevention, mostly cancer prevention. So in terms of cancer, there's been a lot of data that curcumin helps in cancer prevention. There's a lot of lab data. There's a lot of clinical data now in human studies. But in most of my studies, I have used a specific preparation of curcumin called BCM95. And the reason I chose to use BCM95 in my studies is because curcumin has the issue that it is not easily absorbed in systemic circulation. However, BCM95 has been shown to be absorbed anywhere between 7 to 10 times better than standard curcumin, generic curcumin. And this is essentially because of presence of essential oils, which are derived from the turmeric root, so which makes it absorb better. So it's absorbed 7 to 10 times better than regular curcumin, and it stays in the body longer. So what that means is you're going to derive much longer benefits, much better benefits, and you're going to absorb it 10 times better than if you were to use standard curcumin. So what we have shown in terms of cancer is that curcumin is a very, very potent antioxidant. It helps prevent DNA damage, and DNA damage is the reason why our genes acquire increased number of mutations or defects which leads to cancer. It is also a very, very potent anti-inflammatory compound, and as you know, chronic inflammation is the basic cause, is one of the fundamental reasons for many, many chronic illnesses, and cancer being one of them. So if you can prevent chronic inflammation, you can defeat cancer to quite a degree. So curcumin can do that. Work from my research has shown recently that there's another mechanism, we call it epigenetics, so which is a mechanism basically explains how our genes are going to behave in a good or a bad way, and we have shown that curcumin actually helps activate tumor suppressor genes. So these genes are basically, their function is to slow down the progression of tumors, and in most cancer cells, they're clever enough to silence or inactivate these genes, and we have shown that curcumin can actually activate these genes, and once they're activated, your tumors will shrink or they'll slow down progression and so forth. So we've done quite a bit of work on cancer. But in addition to cancer, I've been involved in human clinical trials. So recently, we have published 2 human studies on people who are suffering from depression. So in one of these studies, we compared curcumin to a generic drug for treating depression called fluoxetine, which is essentially a generic name for a Prozac. So we compared effect of curcumin versus Prozac, and it's a short study. It was an 8-week study, and we showed that just after 4 weeks, people began to feel better when they were taking curcumin, and the effects were very much comparable to what they would see with Prozac. And in the second study, it was a placebo-controlled study where we compared with placebo, and in this study, we compared people who have atypical depression, and we again showed that curcumin was a lot more effective in treating these symptoms. So these are amazing studies, because these are clinical data showing that in natural medicine, which is extremely safe, which is extremely inexpensive, have the same level of benefits without any sort of toxicity in treating depression.
Dr. Gold, sorry to interrupt you. I have so many questions as you're speaking. I just want to be able to get them in before the show ends. A couple of things. How much should somebody take? So if someone is looking to prevent cancer, what is the dosage of the curcumin, and specifically, I guess, the BCM95?
Yes. So if your patient, there's no shoe fits all, but I would say if you're taking BCM95 curcumin, I would recommend anywhere between 3 to 4 pills, 500 to 750 milligrams of BCM95 curcumin probably would be ideal to start off. Of course, you have to keep in mind. Yes, per day. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then can you eat it with food, without food?
If you go back to the fundamental Ayurvedic principles, it is recommended that you should take curcumin with food. Yes.
Okay, so with food. And could people use it also who are treating cancer, or is it primarily for prevention?
Both. There's a lot of evidence that it can help people being proactive, taking curcumin for preventing cancer. But we have shown data, others have shown data, that actually it works beautifully even for patients who have cancer. But, of course, we have to be mindful of the stage of the cancer and how advanced the disease is. So having said that, I would caution that people who have the disease, those who are taking other medications for their cancer, they should definitely consult their physician before they start taking curcumin. Although it is extremely safe, there is no evidence that curcumin negatively interacts with any of the conventional chemotherapies or most modern drugs, but still it's a good idea to consult with your physician. And we have shown, again, data that actually curcumin works mostly synergistically with your current chemotherapy, and actually it makes chemotherapy even look better. You can reduce the dose of chemotherapy and have added advantage of using curcumin along with your conventional treatments.
Now, I guess as someone like yourself who is an active illness researcher, specifically cancer and depression, what do you take? This is just more of a personal question. I mean, interested in the people who are listening. For someone like yourself, what would you recommend to our listeners to take on a regular basis to prevent illnesses? So obviously the curcumin. Is there other things that you would recommend as well that are antioxidants? We have about a minute and a half left.
Yes. So I would strongly say that curcumin is an all-round natural medicine, and it's a very strong antioxidant. It's a very strong anti-inflammatory. So as a proactive prophylactic curcumin use, I would say a 500 milligram good curcumin, possibly BCM95 curcumin, because it is a lot better absorbed, is probably a good choice to take on a proactive mm-hmm. basis. And that's what I take mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm. 500 milligrams a day. And then
500 milligrams a day. Yes.
I know. Is there anything else that you recommend? Just we have about maybe 30 seconds left in terms of, just other types of, anything else that
yes.
you recommend?
So we have done two human clinical trials on patients who are suffering from osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And again, we have compared mm-hmm. the efficacy of curcumin with the standard of care, non-steroidals. And each of these studies, these short studies, we have found that curcumin is actually far more superior and do not have the toxicity of SSRIs, NSAIDs. Compared to the benefits you draw from curcumin.
That's incredible. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Lisa, do you have a question before we go for Dr. Goel? Just really quickly
good.
As we
no,
end.
I was enjoying.
we'd love to have you back on. Sorry, I know I've asked so many questions, but we'd love to have you back on. I think what you're doing is really phenomenal, and it's so interesting. And I think for people, we're all looking for something, that we could take that, we can help to prevent certain diseases. So I think what you're doing is fantastic. Keep up the amazing work. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.